where the Iraqi military says its forces are preparing to enter the city of Mosul. Army spokesman General Qasem Atta said preparation is underway as at least 40 terrorists, including one of their leaders, were killed in fighting over the Beji refinery. Earlier, Iraqi troops took full control of Saghlawiya district in Anbar province. After heavy clashes with militants from the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant, some 250 terrorists were killed in the clashes. ISIL insurgents are facing tough resistance from the Iraqi army and volunteer forces after their offensive in the war-torn country. Joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is political commentator Mr. Intifadh Ghambar with more insight on the situation in Iraq. Mr. Ghambar, if you're with us, well, he's not joining us just yet. I believe he's joining us on the line from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, please provide us with firsthand information on what is taking place in these flashpoint areas, most notably Beji and Salahuddin province, and how successful is the Iraqi army been in repelling the charge of the ISIL?
Well, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sir. Please give us first-hand information about what is taking place in these flashpoint areas of Beji in Salahuddin province, and also tell us about the success that the Iraqi army has had in repelling the drive of the ISIL militants.
Well, I think this attack on Mosul has awakened the Iraqi giant against terrorism. Up to 2 million Iraqis have volunteered responding to the call of bless his spirit, Mr. Ayatollah Ali Sistani, for volunteering to fight ISIS. However, I think the battle is not going to be easy. We are not going to underestimate our enemy. ISIS is equipped now with heavy weapons and vehicles looted from the Iraqi army in Mosul, and they have plenty of cash, and they have a huge support from the Ba'athist and Saddamist remnants. So I think the battle is going to be very fierce. Iraqis are not short of foot soldiers and brave men and women to support their country. But again, I think this battle is going to be a vicious battle. This is a battle of existence, of existential battle. And I think the Iraqis will win and prevail at the end.
Mr. Ghambar, talk to us about how Western countries and the UN are addressing the issue in Iraq. UN Ambassador, Syrian Ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafari, condemned the Western countries for refusing to call the ISIL militants terrorists. How do you see this inconsistency that they've shown towards the appalling violence in Iraq?
Well, there is a wide range of a spectrum of support for Iraq. What has happened in Mosul is a threat to the whole region. It's a threat to the whole world, including the Western world. The Western countries are very much aware of hundreds, maybe thousands of jihadists coming back from Syria and promising for terror attacks in these Western countries. So these Western countries who supported at one time the militants in Syria are now endangered by those same militants. And with the current taking over of Mosul, that will bolden the stance of the terrorists, and we are hearing them threatening the region and threatening holy sites in Iraq and threatening the occupation of Baghdad. Baghdad will defend itself. The holy sites will be defended by the Muslims all over the world, and they will not be able to take it over. But that shows that the challenge is bigger than ever, and Iraq is getting support from the United Nations and from a wide range of countries in the world.
Thank you very much, political commentator Intifadh Ghambar, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.